Welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek. And you people are listening. Boy, you got more guts than the packing house. I don't know if I'd put up with my crap. And I tell you, good people, I never, ever will come by your house, break into your house, super glue your radio knob to 1190 AM, and then leave. And then I'd have to probably, after doing that, I'd have to tie you to a chair to make you listen to my crap. But if you don't want to listen, people don't. See, because I really, and I'm not trying to be an asswipe, and I'm not trying to be a real prick. I'm just telling you. I do not, at this point in my life, I do not give a damn. I'm going to say what the hell I want. I'm an old man. Damn, I ain't got much time left. I'm not going to die. I'm not in my deathbed saying, I wish I'd have done this or I wish I'd have said that. I'm going to do all I want to do, and I'm going to say all I want to say, and people that don't like it just don't listen. Now, they can come after me, get rid of me. It ain't going to happen. This is America. No matter how bad the judges, no matter how bad the FCC may hate me, and I don't think they do, but if they did, this is America, people. We've got every right. Now, I got to say, we talked yesterday about this meteorologist. And I want to say thank you to Al Roker. At this point, I'll call him a proud black man. If you want to call him a nigger, that's your prerogative. But he defended this white guy and said, hey, everybody makes mistakes on the air. And so did another black commentator. I can't remember his name, but I want to salute him too, because, you know, I think these are proud black men that don't want to separate the two races. They want to work together with the two races. But then I see on CNN News, and I'm reading off the prompter here, it's not surprising that a New York weatherman saying a racial slur on television ignited a controversy that ripped through social media. And it's not surprising to some people that the incident led to the weatherman, Jeremy Capel, being fired. Now, I want to know one thing, and I've said it 1,000. What about Michael Che from Saturday Night Live that deliberately, not unintentionally, deliberately said that cracker, that cheap cracker, and everybody laughed? He was calling the whole United States of America, the whole white race, a cracker. Because when you say nigger out there, the niggers all get offended, even if you don't say that they're a nigger. What do you mean you can't use that word? You niggers use that word, cracker. We can use nigger anytime we want. But this weather guy, look at Snoop Doggy Dogg. He's on mainstream television, depicted in a video killing President Trump. Look at Steve Harvey, that nigger racist. Look at Don Lemon, that gay son of a bitch that said white men were more dangerous than terrorists. I didn't see any backlash. Did you people hear any backlash other than coming from me? Hell no, you didn't. But now this white guy. And see, the point I'm trying to make, and I'll pound it and pound it and pound it, is that the whites aren't being treated fair. Now, some people can say, yeah, but you whites had it good all these years. And yes, we've had. Most of us made our way. And if you work hard, it's going to be good to you. But for white people have to be pushed back, white people have to worry about what they say and when they say it. Niggers can say whatever they want, whenever they want. As I just said with Michael Che, I mean, that pisses me off, and that sticks in my craw. He didn't get fired. White people didn't come out of the woodwork. The niggers come out of the woodwork for this meteorologist that said Martin Luther King didn't even get to coon out. And I want to ask you, some nigger, somebody call me. What the hell? Why is coon a racial slur? Somebody tell me why coon is a racial slur. And for somebody to say Martin Luther coon, who gives a damn? You know, Martin Luther King, to some people, he was a hero. To some people, he wasn't. It's all in the eye of the beholder. That's like the Confederate flag. To me, it was a symbol of pride of the South. And if I wanted to fly it, I'd fly it every day. Don't want to, but if I wanted to. But I do like the design. Don't give a damn what the niggers say about Ku Klux Klan. The flag didn't go to the Ku Klux Klan. The Ku Klux Klan adopted that flag. The neo-Nazis adopted that flag. But to a lot of people, it's pride of the South. To a lot of people, Martin Luther King was a great man. To many, he wasn't. To me, he wasn't anything more than a white whoremonger. Go around screwing all these white gals. But that's okay. As long as it wasn't rape, white gals want to screw them niggers, that's their business. But he didn't mean anything to me. And I don't give a damn what they call him. I call him Martin Luther Coon. I don't even know what the hell that means. A coon. I like coons. I like raccoons. Hell, we've got pet raccoons at our house. We feed them every night. Hell, they eat better than I do. So I want to apologize at this point. And if I'm wrong, I always apologize. I want to apologize for comparing those cute little raccoons to Martin Luther King. I really do. Hell, I wouldn't want a nigger. I wouldn't want Martin Luther Coon or King, pardon me, raccoons, coming out in my front yard and eating our leftovers. But do you understand what I'm saying, people? And you won't hear it anywhere else but right here on War Radio Network. I'll continue to say that. White Awareness Radio. I'm keeping white people informed. You don't get it anywhere else. But think about it. This white newscaster, weathercaster, goes down for saying Martin Luther King. You think the man said that intentionally? Now, maybe he was thinking that. But I'll be damned, niggers, you ain't getting into my head. There ain't enough room in there. For me and you and some snoots and watermelon, there ain't enough room. But they want to get into your head. He made a Freudian slip. He's on television. You think he can say, oh, I meant to say that? Now, Michael Che from Saturday Night Live, he meant to say it. It was scripted. Yeah, Trump, you cheap cracker. And everybody laughed. No backlash whatsoever. And the point I'm making, people, and there's a zillion of these examples. Us white people sit back. Look at that poor fireman over in St. Louis we talked about yesterday. And I want to thank all the policemen, the firemen that contacted me. But don't thank me, guys. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all you do. Don't thank me for thanking you for all you do. But I had a lot of people contact me. A lot of people talk to me. Now they understand. They feel the same way about this fireman. It's not right. This fireman said nigger. He didn't call somebody a nigger. He didn't walk down the street and call somebody a nigger. On a TV Facebook page, when he wasn't working, off duty, not on city property. This man's got every right. This is America. He's got every right to think. And let me tell you what, you're a gutless son of a bitch if you think something and don't say it. If you think something and don't say it, and more than that, you're a no good gutless son of a bitch. If you're white and you think something and don't say it because you will think you're going to piss the niggers off. The niggers ain't pissed off. Don't piss us off whenever they say, hunky. The hell they don't. They piss us off. Why can't we piss them off? I don't understand. But that fireman, that just sticks in my craw. And I really don't think, I've talked with some people off the record in St. Louis, and I don't think much is going to happen to him because I think he's probably got a good lawsuit. Now, the niggers aren't happy, but the hell with the niggers. See, niggers don't like me, and I don't like them. You think I want to be around robbers, rapists, killers, thieves, dope pushers, murderers? You think I want to be around them some bitch niggers? I don't want to be around them, the crackers or the hunkies, the white boys that do the same thing. So if they're all mad at me, I give a damn less. But that fireman in St. Louis, think about it, people. Sitting there and thinking. And he complimented the proud black fireman that he said that he didn't trust his life in. He didn't trust his life with those firemen, those proud black firemen. They're not niggers. Those proud black firemen ought to thank him for separating like I do, separating the proud black community from the niggers. But it just pisses me off. Anybody got any take on that? We are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriot. You can call toll free 1-888 394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. Now all the black radio stations, hot 104 point nigger or whatever the hell it is, they get Bruce Franks, they get all the black, but them some bitches, you think I'm bad, you ought to hear some of their crap. And they all talk about me. They don't have the guts to give me a call, but the niggers will talk about me on the air. And that's okay. I appreciate the publicity, the notoriety. I sincerely appreciate that. But will some proud black or somebody, nigger, I don't care, tell me if they think it's fair that this newscast, this weathercaster who is white, this fireman who is white, get chastised and fired and screwed with, but niggers like Michael Che, even Dwayne the Rock, Snoop Doggy Nigger, you know, why? Why do they not get screwed with? And on a side note, the mayor, I just found out, the mayor of Rochester, New York, that's demanding that this weatherman be fired. Mayor Lovey Dovey, Lovey's her first name. I knew she was a nigger, and I checked. I couldn't tell if she was dark in the background, but she was smiling, so I could tell that she was black. Black as the ace of spades. And now, is that a racist statement? If you are black as the ace of spades, you are black as the ace of spades. That's just the truth. Some people just don't want to hear the truth. Hey, I got to get to Wesley Bell now. This no good ignorant bastard. You know, McCullough recused two of the judges, and they're white. Judge Kerr and Judge Watkins McLaughlin bulleted them off of all these criminal cases. And somebody say, why would he do that? Well, here, one of the judges sentenced a St. Louis County attorney to 60 days in jail in probation. 60 days in jail in probation for the street racing crash that killed an innocent 73-year-old woman. Do you understand that? The 73-year-old woman driving down the street, and this idiot, this Scott Bailey, apparently was drag racing and hit this gal and killed her. And this judge, Kerr, a lady, gave him 60 days in jail and probation. Now, why do you think a prosecutor, an honorable prosecutor like Bob McCullough, why do you think he did that? You see why he did that. That's why I say a lot of these judges have too much power, and we have to put them in check. Sometimes we have to put, there's a lot of great judges, but there's some asswipe judges, and those we have to put in check, and that's what McCullough did. 60 days in jail, people, think about that. Vehicular homicide, should have done 15, 20 years. Now, if I would have been a family member of the nice lady that was 73 years old, didn't have much life left, but damn, don't take it away, and then when it's taken away, don't have a stupid-ass judge, this stupid-ass judge, they're not all stupid-asses, but this one was, to give this guy 60 days in jail. Bob McCullough was pissed about that. That wasn't his family member, but he was pissed and he did something about it. Threw her off all the cases. The same way with this Watkins McLaughlin, another, and she's white, an idiot white lady. This guy was found guilty of molesting, I'm sorry, this lady, daycare lady, was found guilty of molesting a four-year-old boy. Molesting a four-year-old boy, this Carmen Hunter. The jury found her guilty. She was found guilty by the jury of her peers. The jury wanted a minimum of a six-year prison sentence. So you know what the judge did? The judge listened to the jury. The judge sentenced her to six-year prison term, but suspended it and placed her on a 120-day sex offenders treatment program. Now, do you people understand why Bob McCullough bulleted, threw these judges off all these criminal cases that he had? A jury found this lady, this whore, this no good skanky bitch, a daycare teacher, Carmen Hunter, found her guilty of molesting, hear it again, people, a four-year-old boy. The jury recommended a six-year prison sentence. So the judge, well, I'm going to give you 6 years, but I'm going to suspend it and place her in a 120-day sex offenders treatment program. That's not going to, 120 days ain't going to help that skanky bitch, that pedophile whore. Not going to help her. But the judge went against the orders of the jury. And she can do it. They can do it. That's why they have so much power. But now, do you understand? Do you understand why McCullough did what he did? And now Wesley Bell, he's back. He's the new prosecuting attorney. So he reverses a policy that took two judges off all these cases. Do you see what an idiot this nigger Wesley Bell is? He's going to have you good people in St. Louis County screwed up forever. Now, maybe some of you just didn't understand the severity of having these two judges on criminal cases. But I hope now you do. And I hope now you understand what Bob McCullough did. And I hope now you really understand the incompetency of this idiot, this no-count, low-life idiot, this nigger-supported idiot, Wesley Bell. Can't let these judges do that. What if that was your grandmother at 73 that got killed in a needless drag racing incident? She had nothing to do with, apparently, and I don't know all the facts, but apparently a car went over in her lane and killed her. 73 years old. Or how would you feel if that was your four-year-old son that got molested by a daycare teacher? What would you do? What would you think? You know, you see, but these niggers, not the proud blacks, always keep them out. These niggers, they don't give a damn about their kids. They let them run in the street. Wesley Bell is going to be the demise. He's going to be the demise of St. Louis County when it's all said and done, people. He's good friends with Kim Gardner. You know what she's done to the once good city of St. Louis? She's made it so unsafe. She's so incompetent. And now, one of the incompetent attorneys that she had is going over to Bell's office to be incompetent. And guess what? They're all niggers. They're not proud black. They're definitely not white. But it's unbelievable how we as a community, both black and white, let this crap go. Now I see in the paper, remember this black guy, death of Ferguson protester's son ruled a suicide. Remember when these activists, this guy here was found hung to death. Danny Jones, 24, died of suicide by hanging. And remember, it's been just a little while back. Oh no, somebody come and hung him. All the nigger activists, the nigger thugs. Now it was a white boy, some white person come and hung him. Because they said it was a claim that he had been lynched. Not hung, been lynched. See, that's a nigger racist term, a slavery term. But the guy, it said it sparked claims that he had been lynched by someone getting revenge on Ferguson protesters. You see how they take the scenario and flip the script whenever they want to? But the ruling was he took his own life, according to the St. Louis County Medical Examiner's Office. Of course, these niggers, they're still going to say that the fix was in. They're never going to be wrong because they use that race card every time. But however, they say they're still going to investigate. They're actively investigating the case. Now, how the hell can you actively investigate a case when the case is solved? But this guy hung himself in the backyard, had a letter, "I'm sorry," he put, and he loved his family, I guess it was. And I don't want to make light of this guy's death because, you know, nobody needs to take their own life. But if you want to take it, that's your business. There was a wooden chair that was knocked to its side, so apparently he got up on a wooden chair. And it says, claims that Jones had been murdered by lynching went around the world on social media. Claimed that they lynched my baby, McKinnis, and they lynched my baby on the Facebook post that's now had been removed. And now here's what a guy's going to do. He's going to come in and go upstairs and break into the person's house, get some sheets, and then go downstairs and lynch this black guy. No, I would think if it was a white guy, he'd bring some rope with him. I don't think white guys are that stupid. Some of them are, but I don't think all of us are. But he had cannabis in his system. He was despondent, was depressed, been depressed many, many years. Maybe because he was a nigger, not a proud black. Don't know, just thinking out loud. But officials with the NAACP National Office, and see, NAACP, that's supposed to scare somebody. That's supposed to, NAACP, come and pick up my place. I think you're a bunch of idiots. You don't do nothing for the black people but stir up crap and have big dinners over in St. Louis so the president can make some money. Not the president of the United States, the president of the NAACP, of course. They stepped in to support McGinnis. A spokesman said, despite, now this is a nigger crap, the NAACP, despite all the overwhelming evidence that this black man took his own life, the little step where he stepped up to that was kicked over when he hung himself, the sheets from his house, blah, 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 blah. Officials with the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, notice that two people, the advancement of colored people. Now, if you say the advancement of white people, you're screwed. Said recently stepped in to support McGinnis. That's the mother, I believe, of the deceased. To support her. A spokesman said, despite, now this is a nigger crap, despite the professional medical examiner's finding, we, the NAACP, continue to support Melissa's call for justice and for an investigation of her son's death as a murder. Now that's the NAACP. How incredible are these ignorant, stupid son of a bitches? But you see, they're gonna flip the script. They're gonna change the scenario, just like hands up, don't shoot. There was never no hands up, don't shoot in Ferguson, but the niggers carried it and carried it and carried it until people started believing it. Now with all this crap from this death of this Ferguson protester's son's suicide, with the police coming in, with a medical examiner, with all the professionals, the NAACP, they've stepped in. Why don't you, ANAACP, why don't you step in to investigate all the homicides, all the needless homicides in North St. Louis? No, you don't want to do that. You're doing this because you know those homicides in North St. Louis are perpetrated by niggers, other niggers. But see, you want to make this that his son was hung. You want to make it a racial thing. You can read behind the scenes here, people. The NAACP is involved. Call for an investigation into her son's death. In McGinnis, the mother and father helped organize the mass protest in the aftermath of the shooting of the deadly shooting of Michael Brown, and that said that people threatened her at protest and she had believed someone wanted to kill her son. So the NAACP's involved. Why? Because a black guy wouldn't hang another black guy. He'd shoot him. He'd stiff him. He'd cut him up. But he ain't gonna hang another black guy. But do you see how even after this complete scenario should be laid to rest, the niggers aren't gonna do it. They're not gonna let this lay to rest. But it amazes me, and I'm sure Wesley Bell will open the investigation. I think Wesley Bell had so much heat, he's never gonna open up the investigation on that Michael Brown, because I think he would have a lot of egg or snoots or whatever on his face. But I just wanna point that out. When this gentleman hung himself, and they're trying to make it, even after the medical examiner, even after the police reports, even after everything else, all the evidence that he did it, there was no scratches, no contusions, not like there was a fight. He had marijuana in his system, said no alcohol. Unbelievable. He hung himself. Oh, I'm sorry. He was lynched, because that means a white person had to be somehow involved. But it just really pisses me off, people. And don't you understand where I'm trying to go with all this crap? I still want to know how come the lady in Houston wasn't charged with obstruction of justice, with lying to police officers. Remember? And this nigger Grant called me up, tried to give me crap, and said, well, maybe she was a little confused. Boy, she wasn't confused enough that she couldn't give the color of the man's skin white, the blue eyes, the nose, the shape of the ears, the shape of the mouth. She wasn't that traumatized. But see, nothing happens. They were hoping. They were hoping. The niggers were hoping it was a white guy. It would have made front page. But now it's just died. After they want to accuse and say it's racially motivated and then come to find out it wasn't, it just dies out. See, I don't want that crap to die out. I want you white people and proud black people to understand. You know, this crap's got to stop. This crap's got to stop, and it's not going to stop. It's not going to stop until we stop it. On a little side note, there was a Louisiana police officer, saw a picture, beautiful black lady, a proud, honorable black lady from the Shreveport Police Department, was on her way to work. On her way to work, wasn't even on the job. She was shot four times and at least once in the head, like an execution. Now, I'm willing to bet at the end of the day, it's going to be a black person. Now, they haven't said anything yet, but the point I make there, being that yesterday was Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, was nobody knew about this. Nobody knew about this. This police officer goes out to protect her community and gets shot in the head, gets shot four times. That's what police officers do. They get killed before they get on duty. So I just want to remind you people, you know, you don't have to be in love with the police officer, but I would hope everybody would respect them for what they do. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Well, the party was nice, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I hear a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriots.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it.
We'll be right back.
dark side. You know, I ask if a nigger would call and tell me why the word coon is racist. You know, all these niggers listen because we got thousands and thousands complaints. But they don't have the guts to call. They don't have the intelligence to call. And they don't have a reason to call because they don't know why coon is offensive to the black community. Somebody tell me if it's a white guy. I don't care. Here. I just got to go here before I come back over to Belleville and Swick College. This Capel, this weathercaster, you know, I've defended him because I think he made a slip. But as I read down here, in quotes, this is this white guy. I would never want to tarnish the reputation of such a great man as Martin Luther King Jr., one of the greatest civic leaders of all times. Now, you white little bastard, I'm pissed now. Because, see, that's what the niggers want. They want to put the white boys in their place. And this white guy, hey, go out and kiss some nigger ass. Now, that pisses me off. I try to defend this guy, but it never tarnished, in quotes, the reputation of such a great man. What made Martin, in my mind, Martin Luther King didn't do anything great. I don't think John F. Kennedy did anything great. They got assassinated. So that made them, that made their legacy, that made their legacy like, they were great men. They weren't great men because they got killed. They never had time to be great men. What did Martin Luther King, he fought for civil rights, so did a lot. He probably would have got a lot more civil rights legislation passed if he hadn't been in the motel screwing all these white gals, drinking and carousing. Now that's one hell of a man. See, you niggas, you like that. You like him, you like Chuck Berry, the pedophile. You like guys like that. That looks bad for the not the black community, because the black community wouldn't stand for it. It's the niggers. Hey, we got to come over to the Illinois side, and this really irks me. I'm a taxpayer in Illinois. Now, SWCC is 4, 5, or 10% enrollment down, but I see in the newspaper, Southwestern Illinois College accepting applications for full-time faculty positions in communication arts, in English, biology, mathematics, chemistry, sociology, precision mechanical technology, aviation pilot training, management programs, coordinators in the radiology department, deputy director for the police academy, coordinator for this. Hey, why the hell, Nick Mance, why the hell are you hiring people when your enrollment's down 5, 6, 7, 10%? He sends out a propaganda sheet, Nick Mance, and they tell me that he's going to McKendree College. It's a little bit late, ain't it, Nick? I thought you were supposed to go to college and get an education in the field of your choice and then go work in the field of your choice after you're qualified to work in the field of your choice, but that's not the way Nick Mance does it. That's not the way the SWCC board does it. They hired this idiot with a bachelor's degree, but now he's going back to school to get a master's in educational leadership. A little bit late, Nick. You're getting it at our expense. We pay your guy's salary. We pay all the fees. We pay all the taxes to keep SWCC going. And you idiot, now you're just going back to school? There's going to be an election for the SWCC board members, and I just hope everybody understands you need to get out there and vote against all these incumbents, because they're apparently a bunch of idiots. And Nick Mance, he's the new president, has a bachelor's degree. Do you know how embarrassing that is? Do you know how disrespectful that is to all the taxpayers in the Southwestern Illinois College District? We've been screwed, people. Nick Mance, but here's some of his qualifications. Prior to his appointment as SWCC president, he also served as chief financial officer for the East St. Louis School District 189. Now, damn, I would have hid that. I would have had that expunged from my record. Nick Mance, what an idiot. What an idiot this son of a bitch is. He says, successfully turned around two large consolidated unit school districts from financial disaster. Now, don't you think if that was the truth, that he would have told you what the two large consolidated unit school districts were? Apparently, I'm thinking it's 189 out of East St. Louis and 187 out of Cahokia. And you idiot, you need to go up and get some treatment at the Alton Mental Hospital, Nick Mance. In my opinion, if you think you successfully turned around School District 189 in 187. He's been nothing more but a political hack for all these years. Oh, here's some more on his resume. Served 4 years as chairman of Cahokia School District 187. Boy, you're an idiot, Nick. You're supposed to put good things on your resume, not the things you screwed up, not the things you helped destroy. And you were one, Nick Mance, that helped destroy the Cahokia School District, and apparently I didn't know it, destroy the School District 189. But now the rest of this propaganda, his main focus as president is to increase enrollment. It's down 3%, 4%, 5%. And I ask you, you the good taxpayers of the Southwestern Illinois College District, if we're down 4%, 5%, 8%, number one, we've got an idiot, an unqualified idiot, is president of SWCC. Now he's advertising, and I've got it in my hand, great big advertisements in the Belleville News slime crap for all these full-time instructors, sociology, anthropology, biology, English, aircraft, radiology, medical laboratory, all full-time positions, great big ad. Contact the Southwestern Illinois College Human Resource Office. Now I ask again, Nick Mance, how hiring a deputy director for the police academy, how hiring communication arts full-time professor staff, English staff, biology, mathematics, chemistry, and it's all here, I'm reading it. How is that going to increase your enrollment, you idiot? He's spending more money. That shows you how incompetent. And Nick Mance, you're an educated man, and I know you guys listen. Give me a call. He wants to tout the good things. And if these are the good things, Nick, I really don't want to know about the bad things you've done. But see, he's had three-year terms as on the college board. So I guess he gets a little pension. And you understand, people, all these politicians on these part-time jobs, the St. Clair County Board, part-time job, once a month for an hour or two, $15,000, $20,000, $25,000 insurance while they're members, they get pensions. See, but it's us. We're stupider than they are because we let this crap happen. But Nick Mance, you're no more than a political hack. And why don't you give me a call, Nick? You turned two consolidated, large consolidated school district around 187, 189. He's touting Mance's experience as an accountant makes him uniquely qualified to lead SWCC's daily operation. What the hell are you trying to do, Nick? You're an accountant. You can put those numbers together. You have no idea how to administer a university. But the College Board of Trustees, they appointed him to serve as president for a three-year term. Boy, what a asswipe, ignorant bunch of stupid son of a bitches you are. But he served 25 years on the Board of Trustees, serving 20 years as the chairman. You know, you can be the best stewardess on an airplane. You can service the people, you can serve the drinks, you can even go sit in the cockpit while the pilot flies the plane. You may know all the ins and outs, but you're not a pilot. That's like putting a stewardess in the pilot's seat and say, hey, fly this plane. That's what you've done, Nick Mance. You're the stewardess. You're not the pilot. You're not the pilot. You're not the one to lead Southwestern Illinois College to success. You've been there. You've been on the board. You've had every opportunity to vote on things that would help get enrollment up. But he says that he's going to take over during these trying times. Hell yes, they're trying times, Nick, because you were part of the problem. You were on the board all these years, got nothing done. The college is going down, people, and you guys know it. And you look at your tax bills. Where the hell you think this money for Nick Mance, for his exorbitant salary, for an unqualified, everybody that these politicians in St. Clair County screw with are unqualified. Herbie the Hemorrhoid Simmons, he's got a GED, head of the 911, one of the most important positions in the county. Not because he's qualified, because he's all up Mark, the big faggot Kern's ass, the failed St. Clair County board chairman. And now we got Nick Mance trying to lead Southwestern Illinois College down into the gutter. And that's where it's going with Nick Mance's leadership. And Nick, again, I've talked to you a few times in the past. You're from Cahokia, which I don't know if it's good or bad. Nice picture of you. Don't like your haircut. But boy, he's smiling like a cat eating crap. Because that man's I'd say like crap, cat eating you know what, but I don't want to get fined again. But it's amazing, people, that we let this happen. I hope I've exposed this Nick Mance, Nick J. Mance, unqualified president of SWCC, and we the people, we are their bosses, and we let this crap go. Now, I know there's an election coming up for trustee, and I just hope all you good people, I hope all you good people decide to get out and vote against these incumbents, because they're the ones that have made this college what it is, a failure. They're the ones that have this enrollment down 3, 4, 5, 6%. They're the ones, because enrollment's down, they're going to hire a bunch of new teachers. They're going to absorb a lot more cost, the cost that we pay for as taxpayers of Southwestern Illinois College. But they're accepting positions, applications for positions in all the following full-time faculty. And there's 12 or 15. You know, that equates to probably $100,000 per job. So there's $3 million in salaries they're advertising for, and their enrollment's down. Well, okay, I'll tell you what we do. We get a welding instructor, and enrollment will go up. Nick Mance, I think you're a complete idiot. A complete idiot. Let's take this last call. We're always running out of time. Go ahead, Jimmy. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob, I'm just a kid in the class trying to raise my hand. I don't know if I got this right. But there's a coon cat and a coon dog, you know, that hunts coons. But it might not be about raccoon. It might be a coon ape, and that might be where it comes from. There's some kind of a coon ape.
Well, okay, Jimmy, thanks a lot. I appreciate you trying to make that understandable for us. But the point there, people, is I've got this racial slur database. There's 500. There's 1,000. You can't say nothing because these niggers don't like it. We're going to have to call up the nigger police, the nigger word police, and say, hey, is it okay to say this word? I say, kiss my ass. I'm not calling up anybody. We got to take a quick break. We're way, way short. We'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. As always, we are proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back, people. As always, the hour runs short. We need to go 2 hours, but I don't know if I could stand it. I don't think you people could, but you'll always get the truth here, the unfiltered truth. But hey, I'll tell you what, I hear that the Frontier Airlines are hiring pilots. No experience necessary. They'll start you flying, and then they'll give you training after about 6 months up in the air. Now, that's from the Nick Mance Academy of Stupidity. The Nick Mance Academy of Stupidity. You're going to put somebody in a position that's not qualified and let them then attempt to get qualified. Well, I say, Frontier Airline, going to put you up in that airplane, fly in after 6 months, then they'll give you pilot training to show you how to really... Would you get on that plane? Hell no, you wouldn't. It's dangerous. Would you get on the plane for Southwestern Illinois College? Hell no, you wouldn't, because Nick Mance, the failed, I mean the real failed idiot, is your pilot. So again, I hope all you good people understand what I'm saying. They're wasting your tax dollars. This was a political appointment, a political ploy. You need to get rid of all those trustees. There was a few that didn't vote. They must be decent people, intelligent people. Get rid of these trustees that voted this unqualified Nick Mance into office. Because it's amazing how we let these bastards slap us in the face and then we pay them after they hurt us. Unbelievable. As always, people, time to go. Remember, you people have every right to stand up and speak your piece, black and white. I'll be damned, I'm a proud white man. You're never going to take that away from me. Now, the niggers will try to make us be embarrassed because we're white. Don't let that ploy happen. Because we're proud and white, we've earned our seat at the front of the bus, and the proud blacks have too. Let's don't let these niggers, crackers, and hunkies try to push us to the back. Let's make room for them. We'll make room, but earn your spot at the front of the bus like we all have. And as always, not just these idiots, it's Southwestern Illinois College, Nick Mance and his stupid group of buffoons, but the politicians all throughout this country, not just St. Clair County, Madison County, Randolph County, there's good public servants, and then there's these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. And those are the son of a bitches that we have to keep on exposing, drag them over the political coals of hell again, as we do today and every day. And at the end of the day, we're going to have to destroy these bastards. You see what they're doing to our country, to our cities, to our counties, to our states. We're going to have to destroy these son of a bitches at the polls. No violence. Destroy these son of a bitches at the polls. Politically, of course. Right here. On the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the Grim Rapper of Radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The Grim Rapper of Radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown.
Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQ.